John's Gospel includes a conversation that Jesus had with his disciples just before he was arrested and crucified. This conversation is often called Jesus' farewell discourse, but neither Jesus nor John explicitly explained whether this discourse was supposed to apply only to the disciples or if it had the broader church in mind. Does Jesus' farewell discourse apply to all Christians, or was it only intended for the apostles?
In chapters 13 through 16 of John's Gospel, there is a long section that explains that Jesus will see his disciples again after leaving them, dying, and then rising from the dead. So some of this material is only applicable to the apostles, but there is quite a bit of additional content that can be applied to Christians today. For example, in chapter 17, Jesus prayed not only for the disciples that followed him at that time, but also for those that would believe in him in the future. So, I believe that when Jesus was giving his farewell discourse, his mind was already on those who would follow him in the future, including today's Christians.
Following the farewell discourse, we see Jesus' high priestly prayer. And in that prayer, John, who's writing for the benefit of Christians, he presents Jesus praying not only for his disciples, but also for those who will believe on the basis of the disciples' testimony. And so when John presents Jesus praying this way, and when John writes this gospel for the benefit of believers, and so that people will believe, I think we have good grounds for concluding that the statements that Jesus makes in the farewell discourse are not to be limited in application to the apostles. There may be, on a case-by-case basis, particularly full meanings for the apostles that may have scaled back senses in which they apply for other believers, but God's word is for all of God's people, and that includes the farewell discourse.